Hello and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds daily podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We're beginning Holy Week. That is the week that leads up to Easter Sunday. And I want to begin today with a prayer especially for Holy Week. Father, as we journey with your Son towards the cross, we pray that by the Holy Spirit you would just help us to understand and appreciate more deeply the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. We pray that this year you would take us ever more deeply into the cross and these things that are at the very heart of our faith. Strengthen us, O Lord, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The reading is from John chapter 13, and I'm reading from verse 1 to verse 17. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped round him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example, that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." So we begin what is traditionally called Holy Week. And during this week, we're looking at some readings from the Gospel, from Jesus' Passion, his journey to the cross. Here today, we're in John chapter 13, and we're barely halfway through his Gospel, which has 21 chapters. Yet about 24 hours after Jesus washed his disciples' feet, he would be dying on the cross. Martin Kaler famously described Mark's Gospel as a passion narrative with an extended introduction. We could say much the same about John's Gospel, indeed, about all the Gospel accounts. Jesus washing his disciples' feet was an act of great service. It would be done by the servant in the household, or perhaps by the youngest, the one who was regarded as the least significant member who was present. The disciples, of course, are too proud to do this. So Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, takes about a towel and a basin full of water, and does this menial act of service for his friends. We're reminded of his great love for his disciples, indeed for all who follow him. It's a love which includes you and me. And of course, he doesn't just wash the disciples' feet, he dies on the cross for them. That's what verse 1, he showed them the full extent of his love, ultimately means. We see in his exchange with Peter that we are clean. Peter suddenly balks at Jesus washing his feet and says no. Jesus says, I must wash your feet if you're going to have a part with me. Peter responds in typical over-the-top style, well, in that case, wash my hands and my head as well. But Jesus makes it clear that Peter is clean. We are clean too, loved and washed by Jesus, forgiven by him if we know him as Saviour and Lord. Someone has put it like this: if our greatest need was finance, God would have sent us an accountant. If our greatest need was technology, he would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need was education, he would have sent us a teacher. If our greatest need was entertainment, he would have sent us an actor. But our greatest need was forgiveness, and so he sent us a saviour. This week, know that you are loved by God. Know that you are clean. Know that every drop of blood and bead of sweat that fell from the cross had your name written on it. He loves you. He really does. And in Holy Week, he shows you the full extent of his love. Invite you to pause and just reflect on the love of God for you, the love of God that is shown by Jesus, applied to our hearts now by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we pray together. Lord, we thank you for your amazing love. Thank you that you not only washed the feet of your first disciples, but you showed them the full extent of your love, dying on the cross for them. Thank you that you love us so deeply. Thank you that you died not only for these first disciples, but for all who would come after them, for all who would believe. We put our faith in you once again, and we pray that as we journey through this week, we would know your love deep in our hearts, that we would know the security of being absolutely certain that you died for us, that you know us by name, that your love is strong and sure and eternal. So, Lord, today we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that on the cross you show us the full extent of your love. In Jesus' name, amen.